Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Hello, beautiful, powerful souls, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I love you. You know the drill. Currently, guys, I'm on the side of the road outside of Redwood State Park. So there might be a little bit of road noise from the occasional car passing by. So I apologize for that. But, you know, being on the road, it's hard to find spaces that are quiet. So we'll take what we can get. But I just wanted to hop on really quick and just share something that was currently coming through. And it's something I've been thinking about for the past few days now, but it needs to be shared in this moment. So I'm going to make a little episode on it. But it's essentially the fact that the spiritual community, or I think that the spiritual community has preached so much about meditation and getting into the energetic realms through meditation. So sitting and breathing and getting into a space where you no longer feel your body and you are just there in bliss, in the energetic, right? Out of your body, not feeling your body. And people are striving to get to this point of meditation where they don't feel their body. People are trying so hard to transcend out of their physical bodies. And sometimes, is that good? Yes. But I think it's being pushed too much, or has been pushed too much, over the past few years that I've been in the spiritual community. And honestly, I feel like people are going to get more benefit from being deeper in your body than trying to escape your body. And this is embodiment. Being in your body, feeling your body, flowing, moving energy through your body, healing through your body, releasing through your body, instead of trying so hard to escape it every single day. It's like we want to rid ourselves of stress and anxiety. So we're like, okay, let's sit down, let's meditate, let me try to get out of my body. When really, you can be in a space where you are fully embodied, you are fully here with your beautiful, juicy, amazing human body that you came here to have, and you can rid yourself of stress and anxiety. I promise you, you do not have to get into such a deep, transcendent meditation to get the benefits of meditation. You can be in a flow state. You can be dancing. You can be singing. You can be running. You can be swimming. You can be doing something with your body where you are moving energy and you are flowing in such a way that you are out of your mind and just present in your body, and you are going to get the same benefits as someone who has mastered the art of being in transcendental meditation. For example, on this trip, I have been hiking so much, and when I get into a flow state when I'm hiking, where I'm not on my phone shooting pictures, taking content, I'm not talking to somebody, I am just moving in a flow, I'm doing mindful steps every time I step, and I'm looking forward and I'm soaking in all of the beauty of the nature around me and moving my body consistently in a beautiful flow on this hike. When I do that, I am telling you, I get so present, so peaceful, so blissful. I'm free of all stress and anxiety, and I feel like I'm in a meditative state. And I'm literally just moving my body forward in nature. So if you're someone that feels like meditation just isn't the most aligned thing for you, or if you're someone who has a lot of trouble with your mind racing and it's just really difficult for you to sit down, quiet your mind, and just sit there and meditate, then try moving your body and getting into a meditative state, because it's a lot easier to calm the mind when the body is moving compared to sitting, not moving the body, and then expecting your mind not to move. Does that make sense? When you're moving your body, it kind of, you are able to focus more on the energy and the flow of your body moving. And so you naturally kind of step out of the mind and into the body. And then you're able to enter a more meditative state a lot easier than if you were trying to sit down and just meditate in silence. So let's be your sign. Move, get into your body, practice embodiment. Don't try to escape your body every single day. Get deeper into it, because your body is your temple, okay? Your body is the beautiful thing that is holding your divine essence, your divine soul. It is the temple, the home, the sacred sanctuary for you and your soul, okay? So get into it. Don't try to keep escaping it, because it is beautiful. It is sacred. It is essential. It is what you came here to experience. Like, you are an infinite spiritual being, right? But what are you able to experience on this earth that you can't experience in the energetic realms? You are able to have a physical body in which you can feel things with and experience things with and be in and feel and do all of this stuff with. You're an infinite spiritual being, right? But what are you able to experience here on this physical plane, here on this earth, that you can't experience in the energetic realms? You get a physical human body. You get this beautiful gift, right, that you are able to experience with, that you are able to feel with, that you're able to experience all of these senses, your sight, your hearing, your touch, your smell, your taste, all of the things, right? You're able to experience such a beautiful world through the feeling and the senses of your body. So get into your body more. It is your blessing on this planet, okay? So get into your body. This is your sign. And also, if you're not the best at meditating or you don't feel aligned with meditating, find a physical flow that you can do with your body to get yourself into a meditative state. All right, that's all that I wanted to say. So I will wrap this up. I love you all so much. Make sure to go out into the world and spread some love, light, and positivity today, because you never know the impact that you can make. I love you so freaking much, and have the most beautiful day.